Hi, my name is Paul Rear. I'm a program manager on the Library Experience team. The Library Experience team, we own a lot of the help experience for Visual Studio 2010 and for future versions of Visual Studio. And we also own the online experience, the help library, the MSDN library on MSDN Online. And I'm also known as the help guy. If you've ever visited the Microsoft MSDN blogs, my blog is blogs.msdn.com, WAC the help guy. You can find out about our different opinions about help experiences, both past, present, and future, there. And today I'm just going to talk with you a little bit about some of the things that we're planning for our next SP1 release. So as you look at the screen here, we have now this help viewer. It's now a dedicated viewer for offline help. We've got a change back to this table of contents tree. I'll even back up a little bit here. We've got a new navigation UI area on the left-hand side of the screen. You see the traditional topic area here on the right, but you see then this new set of tabs here on the left. You have the contents, the index, the favorites, and the results. And if you're familiar with the earlier versions of Visual Studio since 2002, the Document Explorer interface, for example, they had very similar types of tab experiences. So on the left-hand side, we have this Contents tab to start with. And this is similar to what we had in Document Explorer. One of the critiques we heard from especially our partners was that if you had come from the IDE using an F1 call on a method name and landed at some topic in the viewer, you would never see that there was third-party content installed unless you navigated all the way up to the top of the TOC tree again to find it. Well, restoring this deep tree TOC, as it were, now makes it possible for you again to discover that you've got this third-party content available for you. Now, as you're walking through the table of contents, of course, it's going to display the topics that you have selected. And now our default behavior in this offline viewer is we'll continue to reuse the tab that's currently in focus. But if you want to open another topic in a new tab, you can right-click on the topic and say, open a new tab. And we'll probably be adding some keyboard shortcuts to facilitate that as well. But at least in this early build, we just have the shortcut menu. In addition, one of the biggest things we heard feedback on was the index, or the lack of index support. So as we're going into SP1, this is one of the areas that we focused on the most. So as you see here, I've loaded this index tab, and it goes from top to bottom all the way to the Z's, and you can scroll around. Now if I were to type, for example, get DC, for example, if I'm a C++ developer, it's an old Windows API call, I can hit that, and I can hit enter, and then you immediately see the topics that are available that I can disambiguate with and choose which one's the one I really care about. And it'll also automatically go to the first topic in the list. In addition, so if I were to type XML, for example, and get to the XML part of the index, I can, it's automatically scrolled me to that area in the index, but I can still go and navigate around keywords that are nearby in that part of the index, just like you would have been able to do in the DXplorer. Going forward as well into favorites, I can take this topic, for example, and I can right-click on it and say add to favorites. You see it comes here into this favorites area. Or there's also a toolbar button immediately here that's also add to favorites. And in addition, let's just add a few more topics here. I'll go back to the table of contents. So for example, I click around, and I've gone to a number of topics. Now I go back to the Favorites tab. I can say, go to this History area. And now you see we also track history. And this history tracks from session to session. So it's similar to browser history. It's a little bit different in that we don't mix these results with what your normal browser experience would be. So this is a dedicated history for the offline help viewer. We're probably going to look forward to maybe giving you some of that kind of browser experience where you might say, if I look at these results a week or 2 weeks down the line, we might categorize these topics based on when you were last looking at them. So you'd be able to say, okay, I knew I looked at this topic a couple days ago, and then you'd be able to find it within that little bucket. In any case, right now it's just a flat list, and I can again take I can right click on one of these history topics or one of the topics that I visited, and I could say again add to favorites, and I'll just add a few of them from here. You've already heard some feedback that would be great to be able to drag and drop those between the history and the favorites area. We'll probably look at trying to do that in the Dev 11 timeframe, or whatever the next version of Visual Studio will be. And once we've done that, again, we're able to see we've got a number of favorites in here, and then again, I might want to categorize favorites. So I can do, for example, right-click again and add a new folder. And so I can say my favorites here, and then I can drag and drop favorites within this window into a folder. So again, you're able to categorize them and be able to store them in a way that makes sense to you. Next, I'll look at search. So for example, in earlier version that we shipped at RTM, again, we had this experience where if you use the search, which is always present in UI, again, it's still present in UI here, but we would always populate the search results in the right-hand side of the browser viewer. And in this case, we're actually going to be displaying the results in the left-hand side, and I'll talk about that in a moment. So for example, if I type in binary reader here, now you see our search results are all populated here in this results pane. And one of the reasons we've moved this direction is, you know, as you're exploring around and trying to find the right topic, it can be tedious to kind of be going back and forth using your topic area and trying to find the right one. And sometimes maybe you want to look at two topics at the same time. And so how do you do this in an intelligent way in the viewer? And one of the things that I guess that is an advantage to us of having our own viewer is being able to show these search results in its own dedicated area. And of course, you know, I can click on any one of these, and it's going to load the topic in the right-hand side. Or I can, again, say, open this in a new tab, and keep navigating until I find the one I want. Yeah, but now I have the ability to browse these results while also browsing the actual content that I have. So it's sort of similar to the table of contents approach, where you say you find a topic, and you want to still explore around a little bit more while not losing your context. This gives us the ability to give you the ability to stay in your topic while also explore other options available to you. And once you've found the topic you're looking for, again, you might want to find where does this topic live in the overall hierarchy. So we have this Sync TOC button, which again is similar to the old dExplorer. And you can click on Sync TOC, and it's going to go off and find that topic, and it's going to bring it up in the contents pane. Right now you see it's taking a bit of time, and one of the reasons that we're not initially at least enabling auto-sync TOC is because of this performance issue. But we're going to continue to work on this performance as we work on shipping SP1, but also even further into Dev 11. So you see it's opened now this topic here in the table of contents. You see where it exists, you see that's part of the system.io namespace, and you see the additional constructors that are also neighbors to this topic, and the other methods that are part of this namespace. So it's another helpful way for giving you context of current content you're looking at. Some of the final options I just want to talk about here are being able to give you ready access to managing your content. So if you were installing content before in 2010 RTM, we had this notion of the Help Library Manager. The Help Library Manager gives you an option of being able to find content online, to be able to remove content, to be able to update content. So now we have this same feature. It's not changed much really in SP1, but we were able to launch it directly from the viewer. So this button here in the viewer says Manage Local Content, so I can click on that. And so we see Help Library Manager has been loaded. And I can do choose online or local help as we could before. You can do your check for content updates online, so you see all the books that you have currently installed, and it goes and finds out what updates are available for you. And I think it's maybe having that directly embedded in the viewer helps make this feature a little bit more accessible to you. A lot of people might not have found that feature in the past. In addition, we have, I already pointed out earlier, this Add to Favorites button. And we now have this Find and Topic button, so you can go in here and just click Find, and it gives you your similar Internet Explorer or Google Chrome or Firefox type of feature where you can just open up a little Find window and say, you know, find this text in the topic. And it does the automatic highlighting for you, and you're able to move between those highlighted instances of the term that you searched for. So that's just a nice little usability feature. In addition, we've got print option, of course. And then finally, we have some options that are kind of niceties for the viewer. Some common issues that you might want to address would be like the size of the text in your content area. In addition, we have we've had requests to be able to do the layout between left and right, for example, of the table of contents area. In 2010 RTM, again, with the browser-based view, we had it pretty much fixed where you can only have the table of contents on the left-hand side. And we heard specifically from some of you users that the way you like to set up your monitor or your work environment is to have the IDE, say, for example, on the left-hand monitor, and your help system in the right-hand monitor. And then you want to have the topic as close as possible to the IDE, and then your navigation all the way over to the right. So now we can do that as well here. We can just click this little button and say OK. And now you see the table of contents moves over to the right, and all your index and everything else goes over there as well. In addition, we have just another little option that gives you the ability to choose how many history entries you want to save from session to session. The default starts at 10. But we go as high as 500 at this point. With that, that's pretty much what we wanted to cover. Thank you for your time today, and I hope you give us some great feedback on SP1. We're really looking forward to hearing what you have to say, and we really do want to try to solve those productivity issues for you.